Welcome to Shift Talking, a podcast where we explore the art and science of behavior change. I'm your host, Davina Hain, a mental health coach and founder of A Steady Space. Join me as we discuss actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you create lasting change once and for all. Now, let's get to the Shift Talking. Welcome back to Shift Talking. Today we're diving into the final letter of our shift. It's our transformation of self, that final little T at the end. So in our last episode, we talked about fortitude through change, focusing on building mental strength and resilience to handle life's challenges. So if you did miss that one, I do encourage you to go back and give that one a listen. It's really going to set the stage for the transformation, considering we can't quite get to the point of transformation without first establishing some level of grit that's going to allow for us to even get here in the first place. So today, as we go into our transformation, we are all about evolving how we think, feel, and act to become the best version of ourselves. It's not about changing who you are at your core, but refining how you express your true self. I hear this constantly from clients, from people out in the world on social media, random interactions that I may have, or interactions with close people in my life, where there's almost always this level of resistance around the idea that we are inherently trying to change who they are at their core. I am the way that I am, and that's just who I am, and I'm not going to change for anyone, and you shouldn't try to change me. That is not what we're doing here. We are not trying to fundamentally change people at their core of who they are. What we are doing is allowing for them to really embody who they actually are at their core. Who we think we are is almost always some level of our wounding coming through. It's our childhood self who's just looking for some say in this, who is tired of being scared, alone, neglected, abandoned, mistreated, whatever that might be, followed by our teenage rebellious self who just doesn't give a fuck. And then that one usually is the one who carries, because the adult version of us is really just seeking peace, balance, steady. So I genuinely want to ask you, if you are resistant to this based on not wanting to change who you are internally, I need you to genuinely ask whether you really know who that is. Are you resistant because you love who you are and you really are not really thinking that you need this work? Or are you so stuck in this pattern of being this version of yourself that you don't even know what the next one might look like, and that's terrifying? So you would rather stay in what you know is not working for you, but at least it's predictable? Or do you want to do this work so that you can get to know who you are at your core, modify the way that you share that, and then get to a point of transforming that? We often don't know who we are at our core because we are so busy on autopilot. We are so busy just surviving in this existence that we don't stop to ask ourselves who I actually am and what it is that I'm looking to achieve. Through each step of the shift program, we get to learn more about ourselves and really discover what is at that core. And then at the end of it, at the end of each kind of phase that we do through this work, is where we get to this ultimate level of transformation. We're not changing all of you all at once, not at all. We are modifying versions of us that no longer serve us. This is all about being able to recognize where I need some work, being honest with myself about that, having the perseverance to get through it, and then getting to this point. There are many of us who tend to believe that we're done, that like somehow evolution has stopped with us, which is wild, and it is self-deceiving at its core. As long as we view evolution as this finite thing, then we will think that we're done so that we don't have to do the work in order to move forward. But depending on what anyone's definition or reasoning is for our existence, what we do know is that evolution is key. And so if we don't evolve, we are going to get stuck. If we stay stuck, we are going to be left behind. And if we get left behind, based on my unwillingness to evolve, I will find a way to blame everyone else for moving forward and not staying back here with me. I will blame them for leaving me behind, not myself for choosing to stay back here by myself. So much of this transformation has to do with recognizing how much of a role we take in our own suffering. We allow the first 15 years of our lives to determine the next 50, if we get that far. We have to recognize that evolving is crucial for life contentment. That evolution is what allows for us to break free from previous patterns that don't serve us and allow for healthier, happier, more stable relationships to come through. And I don't always mean relationships with other people. I mean the relationship that you have with you and each of the relationships that you have with yourself. And what I mean by that is your relationship with yourself just as a person, then maybe as a partner, then maybe as a parent, then maybe as a professional, then maybe as a sibling or a child or a friend or a cousin or whatever role you carry. All of these are interdependent with all of the others. And so when we do this work, there is oftentimes another pushback, another point of resistance around this idea that I'm doing this only for everyone else around me, that I'm perfectly fine where I'm at, and they are trying to change me. I want you to take a few minutes and genuinely, wholeheartedly, transparently, vulnerably ask yourself, if you as a person have a good relationship with you as a friend, as a parent, and all of these other roles, how can we enhance the relationship that you have between all of those so that each version of you shows the other part some level of grace and forgiveness and healing and all of these things? Evolution allows for us to improve our overall mental health and ultimately lead to a more fulfilling life. It is the path, it's the point. And disagree with me or not about where we end up at the end, right? And regardless, while we are here, our body is going to evolve, our body is going to age, everything around us is going to change. So why shouldn't you? Why are you the exception to the evolutionary rule? In a lot of ways, I'm speaking to myself here, and I'll say that time and time again, because there are certain parts of me that benefit from staying the same. Even if it actively harms me, the benefit is knowing that if I continue in these behaviors, I will end up with a similar outcome. I hate the outcome. Don't get me wrong. I don't like it. But sometimes it beats the unknown of a change. And our brain will choose known over unknown 9 times out of 10. So when we're talking about achieving transformation, we have to set realistic timelines and goals. Anyone who is doing, so we have steps to achieve transformation. And the first is to set realistic timelines and goals. Transformation is going to take time, even the small parts. So here's where we talk about steps to achieve transformation. I hear a lot of questions about how long is this going to take? When will I be fixed? When will this just feel easier for me? And while I can't at all tell you how long that's going to take, I only have so much power. No one else has the power but you. And if you're really looking to do this work and you are committed, I always recommend allowing for 1 month of continuous work for every year you've been entrenched in a particular behavior. So when we're talking about the timeline of how long until I'm fixed, doc, or what will this take? How long do I have to invest in this? What do I have to do? 1 month for every year. It's a realistic timeline that I set for people to give them an idea of how long this might take for things to start to feel automatic. So if you've struggled with anger for 10 years, give yourself 10 months to start seeing changes, to start feeling like things are becoming easier, to start recognizing that regulating myself is going to become more of a second nature, that becoming aware of myself is going to come that much quicker. It's not how long until you're done. It's not, a month for every year until you're done doing the work, I'm a firm believer that we never are. Truly. And like, ugh, that sucks. And we're here anyway. The time's gonna pass. We might as well spend this time getting ourselves to a version of ourselves that we're proud of, that we can trust, to get to a version of us that doesn't repeatedly stomp on our intuition. So if we're here anyway, that's what we do. We lean in. So yes, 10 months can seem like a really long time, and I understand that argument. And the time is going to pass anyway, and it's likely going to pass so much faster than we realize. I am recording this on August 1 of 2024. Think back to your October 1 of 2023 and tell me that that didn't pass quickly. Tell me that maybe it felt like a long time, but now that we're here, it's like, ooh, that really did go by fast. And I will tell you, some of the goals that I set for myself last year, I can feel a difference within myself. I really can. And in the other ones that I abandoned long ago, I know exactly where to start. And I use this timeline to help me recognize and remember how close we really are to so much of this change, so much of this transformation. Because time flies. Things are going by so fast. Our world is a dumpster fire. And whether the days are long or not, the years are short. So what I'd like for you to do here is consider one behavior that you have just been living in that is not serving you. Tell me out loud, verbally, how many years you have been this way, roughly, and now assign 1 month for each of those years. How long is that going to take you? Now, I want you to envision yourself that many months in the future and get a little bit of an idea of what that future version of you, what their life is like, what their existence is like, what their relationships, their surroundings, what their opinion of themselves is. And now come back to me and then go forward again with the current version of you that far in the future. What are they doing? How are they doing? And then decide if it's worth it. Which one feels like it would be the path of least regret? And that's the path you choose. Regardless of what answer you gave yourself, that's the path you choose then. If you chose to do the work, then embracing the change involves being open to new experiences and new perspectives. It's going to require flexibility and a willingness to step out of your comfort zone. Adjusting these expectations is vital. We have to understand that setbacks are part of the process. They're not necessarily even failures. They're recognizing what isn't working. We trial and error over and over and over again until at some point the errors become less large. That future version of yourself that you saw, whichever one you chose, that one is going to fail many times over to get where they got. And I need that to be something that you radically accept as opposed to resist and try to avoid. We repeat what we don't repair. But if we repair slowly, our repetitions won't be as repetitive, as lengthy, or as detrimental. So when we're talking transformation, let's go over some tips. How can we survive through this evolution? First and foremost, will likely always be some level of mindfulness, meditation, journaling, breath work. They can help you become more aware of your thoughts and behaviors, providing insight into those areas that need change. Seek support and accountability. Transformation is challenging, and you don't have to do it alone. Seek support from friends, family, a coach like me, a therapist, a buddy online, whatever it is. Accountability partners can provide encouragement and help you stay on track. Do you remember that whole like adage that you are the company you keep? And I don't necessarily believe that because certain times things won't necessarily rub off on you, right? And are you surrounding yourself with at least one person who is trying to do the work, who will encourage you to move forward, who will hold up mirrors and let you see your blind spots, who will encourage you to continue in this transformation, continue in this evolution, even when you want to give up, who will help you remember who that version of you is months and months ahead of time, that's encouraging you, that's begging you to let them get to that point. Find one person and let them stick. We have to adopt a growth mindset. This is just the belief that you can develop your abilities through dedication and hard work. This is not mindsetting yourself away from healing the trauma and the wounds that you need to heal. This is very different. This is about staying sustainable, consistent, committed, dedicated, disciplined. Not always motivated, but knowing that you genuinely believe you can see this through. Even when you can't, even when it feels hard, even when you stop believing in yourself. You have this buddy who's going to help get you through it, and yourself to stay constantly open to, okay, yes, this sucks. Okay, yes, I don't like this. Yes, I fucked up. Yes, I failed. Yes, this happened. And what am I going to do about it? Am I going to repeat the same mistake again? Or am I going to acknowledge the mistake, acknowledge the error, and redirect, adapt to something new and different? So as we wrap up here, I want you to remember, we aren't changing who you are at your core. We are allowing this future version of yourself months and months from now to be able to express themselves, express who they are at their core. You express who you are at your core in a more intentional, mindful, self-aware way that will likely lead to the path of least regret and will get you trusting yourself and believing in yourself and proud of yourself again. Today, we explored the transformation, emphasizing the importance of evolving behavior while staying true to our core values. We discussed setting realistic goals, embracing change, and the practical steps that you can take to start this entire process. In our next episode, we're going to be diving into the topic of anger itself, specifically focusing on how to de-villainize it. Anger gets a very bad rap, and it's a natural emotion that can be harnessed for positive change, and I am sick of this view that people have of it. You won't want to miss it. Let's do this together. Thank you for joining me today and shift talking with me. Remember, everything you do is going to be a step toward getting you where you want to go. This is your empowerment, one shift at a time. Stay steady.